Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to share with you what I asked the young people to adopt as the theme verses for our trip. And then I want to answer this question tonight: what is ministry? You say, preacher, while you were meeting with the young people prior, the Sunday nights prior to going on the trip, what was that about? It was to prepare their hearts and to help them to grasp the concept of ministry. I want to share with you all what I shared with them. And also, I'm glad to go over this with them again because they will view it now and listen to it now differently than they did at the beginning of the trip. And I believe with all my heart that verses 17 and 18 of chapter number 2 are wonderful verses as far as explaining and allowing us to understand what ministry is. Let's all stand for the reading of these verses. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, we'll pray. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time testifying. I'll have opportunities to tell you illustrations and stories in weeks to come during messages. Thank you. By the way, there was a little confusion there. There were four children, Indian children, saved at our meeting, and there was one adult man that was saved in the morning service. Brother Andy tried to explain to me so that it would put it in perspective for you. Say, preacher, that's a lot of money and time for five people to be saved. Brother Andy, and I know that you know that, but I want you to understand what a miracle it was. Brother Andy said, if I see someone saved, you understand, folks, these people are fighting to protect the existence of a way of life. And because of their fighting to protect that, they're very protective of their children, and they're very aggressive against anyone who would teach them anything other than their religion. And so this is a very, very, very difficult thing. He told me this. He said, to see five people saved on a Sunday in my missions church would be like you seeing 100 people saved on a Sunday at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. He said that would be comparable. If you saw 100 people saved, you'd be, oh my goodness. He said, it's hard to comprehend for you what just happened here. He said, I might see somebody saved maybe every 2 or 3 months. He said, I might go a year, it'd take me a year to see five people saved. He said, what you all saw was a miracle. And so I wanted to share that with the church and let you know that this is a difficult mission field and one that we need to support in prayer. Here's the answer to the question, what is ministry? Verse 17, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. Heavenly Father, teach us from your word. Help us to understand a little bit more about what ministry is. Help us, dear God. Give us a desire to be involved in the ministry. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Klein, give me all you can on this microphone, and that will help me tonight. I want you to look at this first. We're going to take it apart and explain some things. I believe that this verse of Scripture, this portion of Scripture, explains to us the attitude of ministry, the arena of ministry, and the art of ministry. I'm going to try to give you in less than 20 minutes what I probably took about almost 2 hours to explain to our young people, but I want you to please listen to me because this is important. I believe that there's nothing more important than the ministry. I don't believe that because I'm a preacher. I believe that because I'm a Christian. I don't believe that I'm called to the ministry. I believe that we're all called to the ministry. And I believe that ministry takes on a lot of different forms. If you could explain to me, preacher, what is the ministry, what explanation would you give? Look at verse 17. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith. The ministry, folks, occurs when an individual or a group is willing to offer themselves upon the sacrifice and service of someone else's faith. That means that ministry is sacrifice and ministry is service. Ministry, literally, folks, is climbing upon the altar of somebody else's life and laying there and offering yourself as a sacrifice for them for a certain a part of your life. It's offering yourself as a living sacrifice to serve someone else and to benefit their faith. It is sacrificing your time, by the way. And since time is life, it's sacrificing a portion of your life for the good and benefit of someone else. Sacrifice and service to others is introduced to our young people in our ministry in small opportunities. Once they hit seventh grade, we look at them basically and say, all right, you've been spectators up to this point for the most part. Now you're going to be participants. We begin to plug them in ministry opportunities. Why? We want to give them a little taste of what it's like for an hour in the nursery, or for a 45-minute bus ride in the morning, or for a few minutes in children's church, to climb up upon the altar of somebody else's life and lay themselves aside and sacrifice and serve for the benefit of somebody else. That's what ministry is. Now, in hope, what we hope is that after they do that in little, and by the way, what they start doing, and this is what most of us start doing, is we go into ministry mindset for the few times that we consider ourselves involved in ministry. So for an hour here, 45 minutes here in the week, maybe once a month in the nursing home, we go into ministry mode and we lay aside self and we climb upon the altar and sacrifice and service and give ourselves wholly to the benefit of somebody else. Now, what's the hopes, preacher? The hopes is during these brief times that we introduce them to that, that they'll say, this is a blessing. That they'll begin to rejoice. That's what Paul said. I joy and rejoice with you all. He said, if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Listen, I want them to get addicted to it. I want them to realize, wow, you know what? Here I was dreading this, and here I thought I was being assigned a job, and here I was being told I had to die to self for this hour and worry about somebody else. But you know what? This is fun. This is a blessing. There's a lot of joy that comes from this. There's more joy that comes from an hour of dying to self than a whole week of trying to live for yourself. And we're hoping that they're getting this. Sacrifice and service, we introduce these opportunities to our young people. Our church gives young people opportunities to experience sacrificial service for the benefit of others. I often say, folks, if you got a problem with a kid and they're a little bit selfish, get them in the bus ministry. Get them in an opportunity where they'll die to self and live for somebody else and lay aside their selfishness. Listen, these opportunities, as they get involved with them, produces joy and rejoicing. The personal joy of service, the rejoicing that comes from seeing someone else's life benefited. We hope these moments of ministries will give them a taste of what their entire life could be if they would decide to give themselves totally to God. See, folks, offering yourselves upon the altar of someone else's faith is a whole lot easier if you first offered yourself as a living sacrifice to God. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what God is saying is, I want you to climb upon the altar of sacrifice and offer yourself first to me. And then it will be easier from that point on for you to climb upon the altar and offer yourself a sacrifice and service to the faith of my people, of people that I love and I'm trying to reach. You see, your offer of your life to God is to be a holy sacrifice. It's to be an acceptable sacrifice. Because of the mercies of God, it is your reasonable service. Adults, teens, everybody, your reasonable service to live your life in sacrifice and service to God's will. This sacrifice of yourself to God is the beginning of a supernatural transformation of your life. The things of the world lose their appeal. Your goals change. Finding and accomplishing the will of God becomes infinitely more important than conforming to and appeasing this world. A ministry mentality allows you to discover the difference between existing and really living. Amen. Every Christian either has a ministry mentality. Listen to what I'm going to say. Every Christian in this church either has a ministry mentality or a minister to me mentality. Every Christian in this church either has a ministry mentality or a minister to me mentality. One brings joy and the other brings frustration. One is spiritual and the other is carnal. One brings blessing and encouragement to a church, the other brings strife and confusion. A ministry mentality achieves the ultimate goal of the Christian life. It produces Christ-likeness because Jesus came to be a sacrifice for us. A minister to me mentality achieves nothing and undermines the unity and effectiveness of the body of Christ. The ministry mentality, by the way, is always rewarded. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. God sees that we all reap what we sow. Verse number 18, for the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. You see, folks, the ministry mentality is contagious. Once you are willing to lay yourself upon the altar of someone else's life for sacrifice and service, then they see the joy that that produces. Soon they want to be involved, so they begin to sacrifice and serve and offer themselves to others. And by the way, they are soon sacrificing and serving, and some of that will come back to you. It is not the goal to reap, but God has promised that it's one of the fringe benefits of serving others. So the attitude of ministry and what we worked on with the young people, and one of the reasons that you heard about the unity and the effectiveness of this is because I believe with my heart that from the chaperones to the youngest kid, for 9 days they bought into what I was trying to teach them. And you know what they did when we pulled out the driveway here? They said, you know what, we're going to offer ourselves upon the sacrifice and service of others' faith. They did that all 9 days. Preacher, that's a long way to have a 2.5 day missions opportunity. We didn't. We had a 9 day missions opportunity. And young people, now that you're home, I want you to understand this. You can turn that switch off right now if you want to and go back to some of you aren't this way, but you can go back if you want to selfish living. But I hope you got a taste of something that's ruined you forever, because there is no better way to live your life. You see, the opportunity to offer yourself upon the sacrifice and service of others is waiting for you in your own home. Sir. Parents, I'm going to plead with you for a minute. You know what? Please listen to me and throw rocks if you want to. But don't undo through selfishness what we spent 9 days doing. And you know what? It's time that the entire church, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, bought into a ministry mentality. It's about time that the kids, it's not a strange thing for your children to see your family offer yourself upon the sacrifice and service of others' faith for the benefit of other people. That ought to be a way of life. That ought to be as natural to the Christian as breathing. Selfishness be banned from our Christian homes. Minister to me mentality be banned from our Christian homes. May we lose ourselves as Jesus lost himself for us. So we have the attitude of ministry. We have the arena of ministry. What is the arena of ministry? It's as broad as the world itself. You see, it includes every person, both lost and saved, that you come in contact with. You have an opportunity to minister all the time. You have an opportunity in your own home. When we went on this trip, I told the young people, who were we going to minister to? And you know what they did? They looked at me and somebody raised their hand and said, the Hopi Indians. And I said, good, good. Okay, that's a start. Who are we going to minister to? And be honest with you, it took them a while. You know why? Because it takes most Christians a while. You see, folks, ministry isn't targeted to one little small group. Some of you go on your bus route and you minister, and you go to your home and you don't minister. Husbands, your marriage is a ministry opportunity. Wives, your marriage is a ministry opportunity. You're to offer yourself upon the sacrifice and service of that other person. Children, your mom and dad is a ministry opportunity. Teenagers, your mom and dad's an ministry opportunity. Parents, your children are ministry opportunities. See, if we can kill off selfishness, then you know what? We can get something done for God. And God can be able to build on those things. Now listen very carefully. I said, who are we going to minister to? Hopi Indians. Okay, who else are we going to minister to? And I just looked at him and said, I'm not going to help you. Who are we going to minister to? I mean, if the ministry mentality is looking for opportunities to offer ourselves on the altar, sacrifice and service of other people, who else is that going to involve? We're going to do it for 2.5 days. Finally, someone said, well, Brother Andy. And I said, yeah. You know what, folks? Isn't that great? They got it. Now the light was coming on. You mean when we go out there, it's not just the Indians. No, there's a lonely missionary that, I mean, you know what? He doesn't get many visitors. When we start singing, you know what he said? We sang a lot, what we thought was a lot of songs. And I said, Brother Brian Morris, I had him do the song leading. Our kids got up and sang, and the trio got up and sang. And I looked at Brother Brian, or Brother Andy, and I said, I think that's all we got. And he said, there's a whole songbook there. Don't you have girls that play the piano? And man, they start getting up there and playing. And you know what? He couldn't get, you know why? Because most of the time, Brother Andy is standing in that missions church with two or three people stumbling through a song that they don't know. And just to sit in church and listen to his church filled with song and flow into Sister Andy said, out the windows. And I mean, he couldn't get enough of it. And the older man, I always mess his name up. Arnold, I mean, he came back Sunday night. He never comes to the Sunday night service. You know why he came? He just sat out there, wiped tears, and listened to Arnold. And by the way, Arnold's not saved, and he knows he needs to be saved. Johnny wasn't saved. The two most faithful men in his church, just because they come all the time, don't mean they're saved, folks. It takes those folks a lot of time to sort through something. For Johnny to be saved was a miracle. And I watched those men listen to our teens and wipe tears away, and I watched them look over and watch the countenance of our young people, watch the countenance of our chaperones, and see the tears of Sister Christina. And I know Brother Brian led Johnny to the Lord, but I'm not sure that God used Christina's tears and the sincerity of our young people to prepare his heart where he was ready finally to bow his head and his knee before Christ and receive him as personal Savior. Listen, wait a minute. Who else are we going to minister to then? And I look and they finally said, we could minister to lost people that we meet on the way. All right, good. Who else are we going to minister to? And this might be the one that Blessed Hope misses the most. Who else are we going to minister to? Finally, they said, each other. And I said, absolutely. Folks, listen to me. I'm glad this is a church that's focused on the lost. But if you have a ministry mentality when you're on bus route, and you don't have a ministry mentality, you turn the switch off when you walk in amongst your own church family, you don't understand what ministry is. You see, I'm to offer myself upon the sacrifice, on the altar of sacrifice and service for every person in this church. Not because I'm a pastor, but because I'm a Christian. And you have the same obligation. We did something kind of fun, kind of neat. I made calendars up, and I passed them out to all the young people. And we broke down the group, including the Morses, and we didn't give them this. They didn't know about this. But we put on every single young person had their own calendar, the day we left to the day we came back. And on every day, there was two or three people that was on the bus. Of the 28 people, there were two or three on every day. And I told them, I'm giving you to this because I want you to every day look and choose those people and find some way to be a special blessing to them. And it was so wonderful to watch this busload of kids minister to each other and minister to us, me and my wife and the shepherds, and we had the opportunity to minister to them. And all of us have an opportunity to minister to the more. Hey, can I say this? That'd be a good idea for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You know where your treasure is? Where your heart is. You know where your heart is? Where your treasure is. I said that backwards. You know where your heart is? Where your treasure is. You know why you don't really have a heart for some people in your own church? You've never invested one thing in them ever. Ever. I wonder if mom and dads have enough sense to go home and make a calendar out. And say every single Sunday, you know what? There's a family in our church that we're going to go and be a special blessing to. So, and by the way, folks, listen to me. Do you have a ministry mentality or a minister to me mentality? I sure hope people do that. That'd be great. It's about time somebody did something nice for us. You're as wicked as can be. You're as selfish as, excuse me, ma'am, sir, you're as wicked and selfish as can be. That's the problem. That's what's holding back the outpouring of the power and spirit of God upon this congregation. We have too many selfish people here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. You whitewash it any way you want to, but you're about you and yours mostly. And you know what? You're good about complaining about other people, but you're real poor about ever climbing up upon the altar of somebody else's life in your midst. And offering yourself as for sacrifice and service for somebody else. If we can get that, we can see miracles. Say, preacher, what happened on this trip? 28 people bought into it. 28 people heard the same thing that I just told you. 28 young people. Isn't it sad? Wouldn't it be sad if young people were willing to buy into something that some of us that have been saved for decades aren't willing to buy into? And 28 people said, for 9 days, we're going to do this. You 28, you young people that are involved in that, don't turn the switch off. Because ministry's not over. And you know what? Every person, you're going to have opportunities. And say, preacher, we're home now. So there's no Hopi Indians. There's no Brother Magnarella. You still have each other. There's still lost people just on every place you stop. Just like every place we stop, there's still lost people. You have a family that you can minister to. Hey, you know what? You were good to minister to Brother Magnarella. How about the staff and the pastor of your own home church? Hey, how about each other? Hey, everyone we can influence along the way. See, the arena of ministry, I'm trying to get this to you. The arena of ministry, the scope is as broad and wide as the world. And once you understand this and you get addicted to the ministry, every place you go becomes a ministry opportunity. And so then we have the art of ministry. What is it? Witnessing to and winning the lost. Don't stop passing out gospel tracts. Don't stop talking to lost people. They're all over this part of Indiana. Grab some Operation Think Event books. You know what? If they worked on the trip, they can work around here. You gave your salvation testimony while you were on the trip. Hey, you can give it here in Indiana too. You were willing to sing for the Lord on the trip. Would you be willing to sing for the Lord now? You served the missionary in the missions church. By the way, thank God for that. You served Brother Andy through encouragement, and you added to and strengthened his church, and you were willing to give physical labor and through song and testimony. Don't turn that off. Don't do for that church what you won't do for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Keep serving each other. I love seeing chaperones serving teens and teens serving chaperones and our group serving the Morris family and all of us serving Brother Andy. I'm going to tell you folks, it was absolutely for 9 days. And it's not, we didn't have any problems and we're all still human. But I'm going to tell you, for 9 days, I got to see a little microcosm of what I'd love to see this church be as a whole. And so folks, help me to reach that goal. What is the ministry? Here it is. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this very different, unique service that we've had. And the Lord, thank you, dear God, for the time we've been able to spend together. And Lord, thank you for the songs and the testimonies and the tears and the heart. And Lord, I thank you, dear God, for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I pray, dear God, that we'd get it. Somewhere, somehow along the line, we could just climb up, first of all, upon the Romans chapter 1 or chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 altar, and finally and fully offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to you. And then, dear God, once we've done that, I pray that you'd make us willing to die to self daily. There's opportunities everywhere. There's people everywhere. Lord, there's ministry opportunities to the lost and ministry opportunities to the saved. Help us to be willing to climb upon the altar of the sacrifice and service of somebody else's faith for their benefit, for their faith. Give ourselves, die to self. When a person gives their time, they give their life, because life is time. How do you give your life to the Lord? How do you give your life in service? You do it by giving your life to others, giving time to others. So I pray that we'd be willing. Help us, Lord, dear God. Cure us of our selfishness. Oh, God, please. May we see it as the wicked sin it is. Help us to die to self. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd use this church in a more powerful way than you've ever used it before. We pray these things in Jesus' name.